Hello, listeners. Hello, Greg and Adrian.
Hello.
Hello.
Oh, yeah.
Another week of the blurb.
Oh, yeah.
How are you? I sounded worried then.
I'm fine. I'm feeling sexy.
No, are you okay, Greg?
No, I'm fine. I think I'm fine. Yeah, I'm doing okay compared to... No, on average, you know, like when you say, are you fine? I'm fine. Fine.
Dead in the middle. Yeah. I'm going to say I'm above average today.
Oh, nice.
I'm good. I'm going to say good.
A solid good. What about you, sir? Are you good? Fine?
Ooh, I'm just dandy, thanks.
All dandy. That's, ooh, that's just that. That's
I think that's above fine. Is
above
it better
fine.
Than good?
No. I think it's just below good. Yeah. How are we all? What's going on in each other's lives, worlds? Sir, what's happening with you?
What's happening with me? Just doom scrolling through the dating apps.
Oh my god.
Nice.
See, me and Adrian don't know, know about that because
we're too old.
I don't even have a phone.
Already taken. Yeah, it's no, it's quite funny actually, like just like scrolling through all anyone's profile, because they have these prompts where you have to answer some question or whatever, and
tell us a little bit about yourself.
But it's maybe what's your favorite random fact?
Oh yes, what's yours?
My one is that rounder lemons have fewer pips.
That's bullshit.
Said the lemon.
That's unbelievable. It's got to be a lie.
I don't actually know if it's true. I do wonder if there is someone who's going through all of the facts, fact checking.
And you get an email going, that's not true.
Yeah, I'm sorry, you've been booted off.
What's the most interesting, what's the best fact you've read of someone's profile?
Best fact. There's one I really like, which is that, and I've seen this in a meme, I think, somewhere as well, is that, I don't know if it's like the Mandarin word for penguin translates to business goose.
Business goose.
Because I guess he looks like he's wearing a suit.
Exactly. Yeah. And I always think that penguins, they're always doing business. Always. Constantly.
Yeah. Well, while you were saying that, I was actually trying to Google the do rounded lemons have fewer pips. There seems like there's multiple reasons as to why, but not
it's bullshit.
That one
it's
didn't.
True. It is
well,
true.
No, it was there was
no.
other, there were plenty of other reasons. Like, how do you tell? Oh, you've got to check. Look for the lemon varieties of Armstrong, Eureka, blah, blah. And I didn't
you
come
gave
to
up. Let's just...
Well, it was very brief. And I checked the first two results on Google and I stopped.
Just a skim read.
Leave it to the Hinge fact checker if you're out there. do let us know. Let's just get on with the blurb.
Yeah, just fucking exactly. get on with it. Yeah. Let's just
wasting
do it.
Too much time.
Yeah. No, but nobody cares. The London Silver Vaults. For well over a century, the largest collection of silver for sale in the world. It has more locks than the Bank of England and more cameras than a celebrity punch-up. Not somewhere you can murder someone and vanish without a trace. Only that's what happened. The disappearing act, the reports of a blinding flash of light, and memory loss amongst the witnesses all make this a case for Detective Constable Peter Grant and the Special Assessment Unit. Peter must solve this case soon, because back home, his partner Beverly is expecting twins any day now. But what he doesn't know is that he's about to encounter something and somebody that nobody ever expects.
Ooh.
Oh, shivers down my spine.
Mm, yeah. This,
silver shivers.
Silver shivers. This to me sounds like Nicolas Cage in... National Treasure.
Yeah, I kind of get that, yeah.
Stealing the Declaration of Independence.
Very much so. This is really cool. So you've got the London Silver Vaults. Yeah. That it's more one of the safest places in the world. And someone's murdered in there.
So they just find a body?
Must be.
Yeah. And the killer's vanished without
vanished.
Trace.
Okay. Okay. And then you've got this guy, Detective Constable Peter Grant, who's come in to investigate with the Special Assessment Unit.
Well, you better solve it quick. His wife's pregnant with twins.
Oh, my God.
But I mean, it's not like he can't still solve the case.
Yeah,
no, well.
Go to the birth and then, like, come back.
You know what it's like for a man when their partner's pregnant? It's really hard. It's really tough.
I feel sorry for him.
I'm joking.
Why are you, though?
Yeah. So, but they said as well that there's reports of there was a blinding flash of light and memory loss amongst the witnesses.
Mm. Oh, that's a bit Men in Black.
It is, isn't it? Yeah, 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 yeah.
So we now have to weave in three different films into this narrative.
Hey, easy done.
Easily done.
Okay, are we all set on the premise?
I think so. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Let's give this a go.
Let's give it a whirl.
There was tape everywhere inside the London silver vaults. Down in the basement where they keep all the heaviest silver. Because obviously it weighs a lot, so they keep it underground.
Makes sense. Mm.
The police were dusting for prints. Cameras were being popped off everywhere. People were talking in corners. And arriving on the scene was Detective Constable Peter Grant. He took an assessment, looked it over, and went and spoke to his partner, McGill.
All right, Peter.
How's it going, McGill?
A bloody mystery, this one, isn't it?
Oh, I'm so sorry, I'm just really tired. My wife is literally going bananas. Oh, I mean,
poor guy.
I've got to get her a dozen bananas after this. It's,
oh, God.
She's expecting twins. It's
demanding. I can imagine.
I mean, it's keeping me up, if anything. And you know, I'm the detective.
Yeah. Well, you've got a bloody case to solve today, mate.
What's happened?
Well, looks like a murder.
Jesus Christ.
We've checked the videotape.
Videotape? We're still using videotape.
Well, this place is. It appears there was a flash of light. And the next thing you see is a fucking dead body on the floor.
I know this guy. This guy is the head of antiquities here at the Silver Vaults. He knows all the ancient silver and he categorises everything, doesn't he? His name's Carter.
I guess so. I
sorry, I read...
I haven't got that far.
I'm sorry that I read Silver Weekly, okay?
Oh,
it's part of my...
right, yes.
What do you actually do, McGill, on this special assessment unit?
Oh, Christ, let me tell you, buddy. I'm like the project manager. People call me like the PM. I project manage crime scenes, right? I've got that guy taking photos. I got you investigating. And I got Mary.
Hi, Mary. Still sorry, didn't see you there.
Hi, sorry.
What do you do again?
I was one of the witnesses.
Oh, right. Okay.
I think that's what they tell me, that I was here anyway. But yeah, I don't remember anything.
Jesus, another one.
So what happened? What was the last thing you remember seeing, Mary?
There was this big bright light. And then I'm talking to you guys now.
Oh, right. God. Have you seen the body yet?
No, I'm going to pull the tarpaulin back and see what I'm going to describe into my dictaphone what I see.
Yeah, I'll leave you to it.
Can I go then, or...
Yeah, you can go now, Mary. If I need you, you've given you the details, where you live?
Your email address as well, Mary.
And your dating profile.
We need an interesting fact.
All right, I got loads of facts about lemons.
Nice.
Right, I'm going to speak into my dictaphone. Today is February 18th, 2022. Detective Constable Peter Grant in the basement of the Silver Vaults. I'm going to pull back the tarpaulin and see the body of John Carter, the head of antiquities here at the Silver Vaults. Pulling back the cover now. Oh! Oh! My God! Sorry, I've just thrown up all over the crime scene. McGill, I'm so sorry.
You bloody idiot.
I'm sorry. I didn't expect to see him shoved full of silver. It's coming out of his mouth and eyeballs.
Yeah, he's turned grey.
He's turned grey for all the silver that's inside. Who's pumped him full of silver?
Ring, ring.
Oh, sorry, that's my phone. I better pick this up. Hello, Grant here.
Where are my bananas?
June, I'll bring the bananas soon. I'm at a crime scene. Someone's been stuffed with silver.
My name's Beverly.
Oh, Beverly, sorry. It is, isn't it? God. I haven't got two wives. Before you question anything, I'm very tired.
You're tired. I'm carrying twins.
Oh, whatever.
When are you coming home?
Oh, look, I'll be coming home in 2 seconds. I'm just going to finish up here, find some last minute clues, and then I'll come home. Okay?
I need potassium.
Okay.
Just stop whatever you're doing. Come home now.
Okay. I'll come home now. I'll see you later.
Bye.
Bye. Yeah, I've got to go.
Christ.
Just gather up any more information you can here. Take some photos of him being stuffed full of silver, and and then I'll try and I'll come back later after I've seen my wife.
All right, mate. See you soon.
You've got some ketchup on you, McGill.
Shit.
Peter rushes home. Beverly's there in bed, feet up,
and the Kardashians streaming endlessly on TV. Peter walks in with his 12 bananas and banana milkshake, especially as a surprise for Beverly.
It's full fat. I thought you might like it, just to treat yourself.
Oh my God, it's been an hour.
I know, I'm sorry. There was traffic in the Blackwall Tunnel. I couldn't get through it. There was some escaped penguins in the Blackwall Tunnel.
Business geese?
Look, I'm going to suggest something. I'm going to move out for a little bit.
I'm sorry, what?
I'm going to move out for a little bit because it's getting too much here.
What, me and the twins are too much for you already?
Yeah, absolutely, 100%. I don't want to do this just for now. Just I want a break. Come on.
You know that I'm fragile. You can just leave that. I'm going to call my mum. She'll take care of me, don't you worry. You just go. Is that my milkshake?
Yes.
All right, leave that and then go.
Look, you know I love you. It's not about a case of love. It's just a case of I need just a tiny, incy-wincy bit of space. That's all.
Fine. Do what you need to do, and I'll call you when it's time for birthing.
For birthing. That technical term.
What do you call it when people give birth? It's time for...
Delivery. Yeah. When they're arriving.
When your rider is near.
When your Uber has confirmed.
I'll send you a text.
Okay, but have we decided on the names yet? I think we should go with mine. Sunny and Cher.
I thought we said Chloe and Kendall.
No, Sunny and Cher, they were a great partnership. Yeah, maybe there was a bit of animosity between the two near the end, and that's why they broke up. But hey, what about just Cher then? We can have one as Cher and one as one of yours.
Cher and Kendall.
Cher and Kendall. Can we at least agree on that?
All right.
I got you, babe. But not now, I'm going to go.
Peter packs up all his... detective things like powder that he dusts for fingerprints with, bullets for his gun, and a bottle of whiskey to keep him something close at night. 14 episodes of The Kardashians go by and Beverly's mum arrives. In the meantime, down at the crime scene at the London Silver Vaults, the body's been taken away to the morgue and the vomit's been cleaned up. Peter arrives back for a final assessment of the scene by himself with his dictaphone.
It's early hours in the morning. I'm feeling a little bit tired. The whiskey didn't help. Anyway, this is a professional dictaphone. I should be telling you all my innermost thoughts. Let me just assess the crime scene once more. So Carter was found pumped like a sausage full of lead. Not lead, silver. Interesting. There's a footprint here, though, and the footprint is shaped.
Don't say it.
Do it. Do it.
Like, what do they call them?
Flipper.
Like a flipper. The hell is this? I'm going to get out more of this, my powder. I'm going to dust it. Christ, there's flippers everywhere. And little beak marks on the where the silver was. What the hell has been down here? I'm going to take some of this DNA and take it back to the lab and see what McGill's got to say.
Peter scoops up the evidence and heads off to the lab where McGill is busy polishing the silver.
Yeah, get that one a bit shinier. I can't see my face in that one there, Mark.
McGill, Mark, what are you doing?
All right, Peter, good to see you back. Well, we're just polishing up the silver. They're going to want this back, and we have put all sorts of chemicals on it to try and extract some DNA.
Well, I've got some DNA right here for you, and also I've taken photos of this.
What the hell is that?
It's flippers.
So the burglar, he's walking around in flippers. What, has he also got on a wetsuit and snorkel?
See that, McGill, or it was actually a bird, a penguin of some sort.
It couldn't be related to that breaking at the zoo.
I mean, I got stuck in a huge amount of traffic when they were trying to capture those penguins in the Blackpool Tunnel.
Oh. McGill, Grant, it's me, your boss.
Chief, yes.
Chief.
There's a huge amount of pressure on me to solve this case. The zoo's on me. They've got their own shit going on.
Yes.
The Silver Vault.
Yes.
What's next? That's all I want to know.
What's what?
What's next?
Oh, yes.
Sorry, he's quite a chubby man. You can't really hear totally because of all the food he's eating.
We've got a problem with my sandwich.
No, not at all. You've got a bit of ketchup on, you know.
Saving that for later.
Okay.
As the project manager of the Silver Vault case, I can tell you now, we got teams.
Project manager?
Yeah. Well,
you're a detective, mate.
He's given himself this title.
The PM. Even the PM, right?
That's what means Prime Minister. That's so weird. Just stop saying calling yourself the PM.
Chief, right. Where
have
are we?
Have we got any leads? What's up?
It's penguins, Chief. We found flipper prints and beak marks on all the silver and around the vault.
Wait a minute. You telling me that all of the penguins that got loose at the zoo have now made their way into the Silver Vault?
Yes.
Trampling all over our crime scene?
They're deep down there. We're going to have to flush them out.
Are you saying a penguin's a suspect?
Don't look at me like that. I'm not mad.
Yeah, I'm not saying that. I think somehow they might be connected, but look, Chief, I mean, I it's the first I've heard, as a project manager on this case, it's the first time I've heard about it.
It's either that or someone's controlling the penguins. I don't know.
I'm going to go have a second lunch, but you guys, I trust you. You're my favourite team.
I know. We got that card from you last Christmas telling us. It was really nice.
Very sweet.
McGill and Grant go to London Zoo. As they go inside, they're still cleaning up after the mass escape of the penguins. There, cleaning up the huge amounts of poo, was the head penguin keeper, Marjorie. Hello, you're the head penguin keeper, Marjorie Smothers. I'm Grant, this is McGill. We're detectives in the Special Assessment Unit of the Metropolitan Police.
Right, and what are you doing here?
I actually just wanted to know, where are the giraffes kept?
Well, that's not my department.
Yeah, what are you talking about? Why do you want to know where the giraffes are kept?
No, you haven't seen a giraffe in real life in years.
No, sorry, I've got to say this. McGill, do you know, unknown fact, there's as many neck vertebrae in a giraffe as there is a human.
Oh, don't lie to me.
I'm not lying.
You can't spread false.
Oh, I know that's actually true. It's been on one of the profiles of the men that I've dated recently.
Oh, my. Didn't know you were dating.
Oh, yes, I am, but I'm single.
Cool. I mean, it sounds like I'm...
You're hitting on it.
Yeah, I know. And I really, I've got a wife and two kids on the way. I'm not a sleazebag.
Oh,
I'm
that's
sorry.
A shame.
No, anyway. Can you tell us more about these penguins? What kind of penguins were they?
Oh, they're king prawn penguins.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
From the North Antarctic Sea.
Any of them got criminal records?
We don't actually do any background checks.
What?
I've been saying for years we should. But, no, the manager here, he takes on any old penguin, turns out.
Christ.
Who's the manager?
Oh, that's Mr. Pillbox.
Mr. Pillbox.
Olaf Pillbox?
Yes.
That name rings a bell. One of the largest holders of silver in the London Silver Vaults, he is.
And manager of a zoo, would you believe?
I think we need to speak to this character. Is he in today?
He's not. He's away for the week.
Where?
Oh, I don't know. He doesn't tell me.
Oh, God. Okay, well.
We need to put an APB on an Olaf Pillbox.
Olaf Pillbox. Well, thank you very much for your time. Just another quick question. Is there any possibilities that these types of penguin can murder?
Well, you didn't hear it from me, but there were a little gang of penguins amongst the ones who have disappeared. And they were quite violent.
Oh my God.
Sharp fins?
Claws like cats.
Right. Right. And you said the giraffes are this way,
aren't they? Oh my God. We can only stop by the gibbons on the way out.
I didn't even know what that is.
You're a detective in the London Metropolitan Police.
I'm a project manager.
I see you've got some bananas in your bag, but please don't feed the monkeys.
I can't promise you anything, my love.
The detectives head down to the CAF to update the chief on what's going on. They've got two leads. Olaf Pillbox, the head of the London Zoo and highest holder of silverware in the vaults, and the criminal gang of penguins.
Hey, Chief. Fancy another bacon sandwich?
Go on, then.
Also, by the way, we think it's a gang of murderous penguins who've done it.
Chief, come on.
Heimlich me.
Okay, I'll get behind you. Okay, for 3, 2, 1.
Jesus, that bit of bacon went flying.
Right, what have you got? A murderous gang of penguins.
And also this guy, Olaf Pillbox, who runs the London Zoo.
The zoo, yeah.
Oh, yeah, my old mate Olaf. How's he doing nowadays?
Well, we don't know. We're trying to find him, Chief. How do you know? Why is he your mate?
Oh, we went to school together.
What was he like?
Oh, you know, a bit of a scoundrel, really. But we all were back then.
I have no idea how to tell you this, Chief, but he's fucking loaded.
What do you mean?
He's one of the biggest investors and holders of the silver at the London Silver Vaults.
Well, he's done well for himself. Well, would you want to talk to him then?
Of course we need to talk to him.
Do you know where he lives? Because he's down at my summer house now, just having a bit of a week off, I think.
Well, we'll go to that summer house and have a little word with Mr. Olaf Pillbox.
All right, well,
Oh, here's your bacon sandwich and another... thank you, and there's your can of Coke.
Perfect. Thanks.
McGill and Grant head in the car and drive down to the chief's summer house, where everyone knows and has been at one point or another. It's in Margate, on the Kent coast. They go to the summer house, right on the beach, and knock on the door. The person who opens the door is the man they've been looking for, Olaf Pillbox. Hello, I imagine you're Olaf Pillbox.
I am indeed.
Mr. Pillbox, I'm a project manager with the Metropolitan Police here, and a couple of things going on that seem...
Project manager?
Yeah, PM for
I'll sure. only speak to detective.
Well, now, I'm a detective. I'm a detective
right,
constable.
Well,
that's right, I brought
it.
Yeah.
He's a detective constable as well, but he's putting on airs and graces.
Well, I'm going to have to see some identification.
Oh, yeah, here's my badge.
Yeah. There's my badge.
Right, well, do you want to come in, or...?
Yeah, we do.
Anyone else here, Mr. Pillbox?
No, it's just me, and if you hear any noise from the basement, don't worry about it. There's some construction, or... Yes.
You're sweating, Mr. Olaf.
No, it's quite hot in here, actually.
It's actually really cold, almost Arctic cold.
Don't know what you mean.
It is fucking freezing. I've been here before. We've had strippers on that pole.
Yeah, we did, didn't we?
And everyone was, like, very warm.
We were singing Club Tropicana, if I remember right.
Oh, I love that song.
It was great.
Well, you'll have to take it up with your boss then, won't you? This is his house, after all, and, well, I don't control the heating, do I?
Here's my theory, Olaf. You own the largest percentage of silver in the London Silver Vaults.
Yes.
You wanted to kill John Grant to get him out of the way because he found out that all that silver you had was actually fake.
It was painted.
Well, that's preposterous.
When I checked the crime scene, I saw beak marks in the silver, your silver. Now, if it was real silver, there wouldn't be any beak marks in the silver. And then we found out that your zoo had a penguin mass escape a couple of nights ago.
It did. It's true.
Well, it's all purely coincidental.
And some of those penguins are murderous penguins.
From the north of the Antarctic.
Well, I don't do background checks on my penguins.
Yeah, undocumented penguins you got there, Mr. Olaf.
Yeah. And to hide out, you use your old boy network and tapped up to our chief because you went to school together to hide out here in this lovely summer house next to Margate.
Well, I'll address all of your concerns. I just have to make a quick trip down to the basement and I'll be right back.
Okay.
Don't go anywhere.
Okay, fine.
Just stand right here, just in front of the door.
Okay, yes,
that's perfect.
Okay.
Thank you. Don't move. Don't move.
No worries. So I've got to coordinate the other teams.
Stop coordinating. You're not a detective, man.
Yeah.
You made me look like a fucking dog dildo back there when you made... Wait a minute. Can you hear that?
What's that flapping sound?
Oh my god. McGill and Grant looked over to the entrance of the basement. Coming up the stairs were the penguins. The killer, murderous penguins. God.
Christ!
It's okay, you remember your training, just gotta fight them off.
Charge, penguins, charge!
And with that, the penguins flew at the detectives, or detective and project manager.
Oh my god, they're off the ground!
Come on, just fight, man, fight! Penguins left, penguins right. Come on, with beaks, with flippers, with their feathers. Bang, bang! They got a couple of shots and killed the penguins. It was a bloody massacre. Grant and McGill were pecked all over, blood streaming down, but they were fine.
Right, I think, my god.
What?
What happened to your eye?
What? Oh my god, they've taken my eye!
My god. What the hell's Olaf? Olaf!
Olaf!
Come out, you bloody bastard.
We've got your guns aimed at the entrance. Don't even think about anything. Just come up with your hands up.
And if you don't, I'll fucking kill this last penguin.
No! Yes. No!
Yes.
Not Mr. Pecker.
Mr. Pecker, yeah, this guy. And I really want to kill this fucker because this is the fucker that took my eye.
I still maintain that it's all purely coincidental. I did not know these penguins were in the basement. I opened the door and they just charged.
We heard you say charge.
Yeah, it's not looking good, Mr. Olaf.
I hope you got some friends in the Old Bailey. Because you're going to need them.
Oh, I do. Don't worry.
Oh, shit. Typical.
McGill and Grant take Olaf Pillbox down to the station. He's charged with attempted murder by penguin. The trial is swift and over in a couple of days. The verdict, not guilty. McGill and Grant stand outside the courtroom as Olaf Pillbox comes out triumphant.
The fucker took my eye, the bastard. I'm gonna have him. Hold me back.
You relax.
Hold me back.
Relax, mate. It's all right.
Detectives, project manager, I see you're still here.
Yeah, you're a bloody lucky one today, Olaf.
I've got my eye on you. All right, any other slip up, all right? I'm gonna be on you like white on rice.
Oh, and here's my old friend. Your boss, my close companion, Mr. Did we give him a name?
No. Mr. Chief.
Mr. Chief. Hello, Lee. Hello, Boris.
Chief. You fat fuck. Hold me back.
Oh, hold you back. Don't leave it. It's not worth it.
All right, boys. Before I go off to dinner here with Mr. Pillbox, just got some news for you. You're both fired. Oh, well, boys, I hear there's an opening at the zoo. Come on, Chief. We're off to the Eyrie.
Smug bastards.
I'm going on disability now anyway.
Yeah, you're bloody lucky. Yeah. Your phone has been non-stop ringing, mate.
Oh,
yeah.
God, it's my fucking wife. Okay, let me just answer it. Hello?
It's time. They're coming. Kendall and Cher.
Yes. They've named it Cher. I'm on my way, sweetheart. I'm coming now. I'm sorry. Yeah. McGill, I've got to go. I've got two twins on the way.
Well, good luck, mate.
Thank you. What are you going to do?
Oh, I'm going to go be a fucking project manager somewhere else.
I think that's probably best. Take care of yourself.
Hey, you too, mate. See you around.
Grant runs off to the hospital. Later on that day, two beautiful baby girl and boy were born. Cher and Kendall.
Oh my god, can you believe it? We've made these two.
Yeah, it's great. Look, I know I've been a bit distant and I wasn't supported with the whole pregnancy thing. Being a detective, it takes it out of you and...
Yeah, took one of your eyes out.
It took one of my eyes out. Now I've got this crazy, psychedelic, funky eye patch on. I hope you can still love me.
I'm sorry, Peter, but... You were gone for so long, and I realised I'm happy on my own.
Cool. Okay. I wasn't expecting that. I'll leave you alone with the kids then. I know where I'm not wanted. Thanks for calling the boy Cher. That's really kind of you.
As he leaves the hospital room, his phone pings. And it's a message from Marjorie at the zoo, which simply says, coffee?
The end! Well. That was compact. That was a compact action thriller ride, I thought.
Mm.
You know.
Wow.
Also, yeah. don't neglect your wife and kids.
Mm, keep your penguins locked up, for God's sake.
And always keep your friends friendly.
So that you never
have to go to jail.
Exactly.
Oh, man, it's typical that...
A boys' club.
A boys' club.
Oh, yes, it is. A little bit of a boys' club.
Should we try and give this a title?
Yes, title, please.
Marching.
To.
The.
Bank.
Of.
Death.
Marching to the bank of death. Love it.
Well... The actual title of the book is Amongst Our Weapons by Ben Aronovich.
Woo. Thank you, Ben.
Nice one, Ben.
Mm.
Hope you did it justice, which I think we did.
I'm going to say it. Yeah,
Amongst our weapons, there are penguins. I hope you enjoyed that. If you want to listen to more of our crazy stories, there's plenty of them. You find them wherever you listen to your podcasts on our website, theblurbofficial.com. Mm. Check us out on Instagram and Twitter. We're the Blurb Official. Mm. And next week, we're back with another humdinger. So don't miss that. Thanks for listening and see you next time.
See you next time.
Bye.
It's the Blurb.